All right, coming up on your right-hand side, you'll see one of the high schools that we have in Langa, which is called Kulani High School. We've got about 4 high schools in Langa and also about 6 primary schools as well. So into our schools, we have a number of about plus minus 1,400 students and about plus minus 40 students in each class. Okay, this is Langa Central Business Area over here. This is whereby we've got so many shops, you know, different shops next to each other. We have also an internet cafe on the left-hand side. And as you know about KFC, but Langa we have LFC, which is Langa Fresh Chickens. On your left-hand side, it's where we have ladies that are preparing chickens. They buy living chickens at the chicken farms and they come and slaughter them here and clean them up and sell them as well. So it's about fresh meat. It's all about fresh meat. And also on your left-hand side, this is a taxi rank. It's where we get minibus taxis that are taking into town, in the city, and also into nearby neighborhood areas. Also on your right-hand side, you'll see the triple store apartment. These are the hostels, I can say. These were the first hostels to be built for migrant workers here in Langa in the early 1930s. But now they are accommodating families, same applies as the ones that we visited.
Yes.
And the circle that you see on your right hand side, it is a memorial of people that were killed in 1960 when they were marching against the pass laws into Langa, also all over into our country, and also into a township called Sharpeville in the south of Johannesburg. About 69 people were killed in there, but in Langa it was only 7 people that were killed by the army. That's why in each and every year we're celebrating Human Rights Day on the 21st of March in memory of those people. They were marching against the pass laws, which is the using of document which was called a passport, which was making people's lives so difficult because it was representing your color and your native language as well. So it was not easy for everyone to be where they want to be. You know, it was to control people from for example, if you are a black person and then you go and you were fined by police, maybe walking around into an area which was called a white area only, then they will ask you for your passport. What are you doing here? If you're working, they want something that tells that you are working, a paperwork, you know, a permit that you are here in this area because you are working in this area. So it was a document that was making people's lives difficult. It was called a dompas. So people were marching against that because they didn't want to use that anymore, because it was even not easy for migrant workers, as I say, to come in into Cape Town to look for jobs because they need to carry that passport. And it was not something easy to get, you know. It was always the case when people gather together and march or against something, the police were opening fire to them because people were very angry and strong. And then when they shoot with the tear gases, sometimes they don't do anything, so people keep going, and then they open fire after that.